It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to focus on firefighting in the Stanislaus National Forest and a big focus on prescribed fires, which are prevalent this time of year. On this weekend show, we are pleased to be joined on the telephone by Beck Johnson, who is a Forest Fire Management Officer with the Stanislaus National Forest, and Jim Janay, who is a Groveland District Ranger. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, BJ.
I'll start first with Chief Johnson. I know you are relatively new to the position. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have been in fire for 23 years, have worked in California for about 18 of those years, and have worked in Indiana and Wyoming and Washington also in fire.
So you've been covering fires all over the country then?
Absolutely, yes.
Have you been on quite a few major fires over the years?
I definitely have. I've had my fair share in several different parts of the country and in California.
You know, as a forest fire management officer, your job, what are the type of things that you oversee locally here?
So I make sure that the overall fire organization is appropriate in order to cover the forest during times of high fire danger and when we do prescribed burning.
And Jim Janay, as the Groveland District Ranger, what is your background?
So I moved up to the area back in 1981 and started at Columbia College. And so my first year on the Stanislaus was in 1982 on a youth group. Went to Humboldt State, got my degree, and came back to the forest in 91 and started out at the ground level. And in 2014, I got my district ranger job on the Groveland District. So I've been here on the forest for 20-plus years, working mostly in veg management in timber.
So what does a district ranger actually do?
So my job is to manage the staff on the entire district, so about 208,000 acres on the Groveland District. And at peak, we'll have somewhere between 100 and 120 employees, somewhere between 70 and 80 of those being in the fire organization.
Move back over to Chief Johnson. You know, prescribed fires on the Stanislaus National Forest, kind of from a definition standpoint, you know, what can you tell us about what takes place?
So, as we know, in the Sierra Nevadas, fire has been played a prominent role in the ecosystem. And what we try to do on the Stanislaus National Forest is put fire back into that ecosystem in a controlled manner. Prescribed burning is based on low intensity fire into the ecosystem, and you can consider it to cleaning the forest by reducing the amount of dead and down woody fuels and dead vegetation that's in the forest. So when a wildfire comes into the area, the amount of high fire that occurs is reduced because the fuels have been reduced prior. So when we do a prescribed burn, we base it off of a plan and a prescription. The prescription is based on weather conditions, fuel conditions, fire behavior, and smoke condition. So we don't put fire to the ground until we have this plan in place.
So those
when we're in prescription.
Those plans that are put together, is that something that you do as the fire management officer, or is that other offices?
So it's usually the fuels officers on the districts that put them together.
Okay. So, Jim Janay, would that be something that that you would be involved with from the local level at the Groveland District Ranger?
Yeah, so my fields person on the district would actually write the burn plan. I'd review it with them. Then we'd send it over to Beckshop and make sure it's reviewed by the staff here before we put any signatures on it.
So, Chief Johnson, what are the type of things that go into that plan development?
So, the plan The main thing is conditions, resources, how the fire will burn. We look at computer models to model the fire behavior and base our actions on that and the amount of resources we need, how the smoke will affect and how we can reduce the effects of smoke. We have a smoke management plan that goes into the burn plan.
How can you figure out how much smoke will go with a certain area?
There are computer programs that allow us, based on the amount of dead vegetation on the ground.
So when you're putting together these plans, you know, how is it decided what areas of the forest actually get the prescribed burns?
It's generally based on conditions of that area. Mm-hmm. And we also usually combine it with other treatments to improve that area and reduce the fire danger of that area. So we may combine it with a thinning treatment, or we may combine it with some other treatment to reduce the fire behavior when we implement the prescribed burn.
You know, with the various tools, when you talk about thinning as being a treatment, what exactly does that mean for anybody who's not familiar?
So it may mean reducing small diameter trees. It may also mean reducing larger trees to create openings in the forest.
When you do these prescribed burns out in the forest, is it primarily just to take out, you know, brush and grass, or sometimes to take out trees in certain areas as well?
The smaller diameter trees, the smaller height trees, they're usually called ladder fuels. So we try to reduce these ladder fuels or raise the base of the canopy of the trees by putting fire around these trees to kill the lower branches. We don't kill the trees, but we just kill the lower branches.
Doing prescribed burns, you know, is it a relatively new thing that's been taking place on the forest, or something that's been done for decades?
As far as I've been on this forest, and it's been 18 years, we have had a very successful, very current and program that we have implemented. I've been on this forest since 03, and we've ranged from a few hundred acres a year to over 8,000 acres a year.
Is it true? I mean, many, many years ago, were there more fires in the forest, and this is kind of a way to kind of catch up and improve the health of the forest?
Yes. As I mentioned before, the Sierra Nevadas have evolved with fire, so that naturally ignited fire through lightning has always been there. There may have been some Native American implementation of fire in the Sierra Nevadas. So the ecosystem has evolved with it, and we're trying to continue that process.
Moving over to Jim Janae, the district ranger with Groveland, are there things that you look at in regards to finding areas that are more desirable for having prescribed fires as opposed to others where you don't want to have fires?
Yeah, so we have a group of specialists that get involved with our planning process, and that may be archaeologists or wildlife biologists. So there are some areas of the forest where fire may cause harm to some of our, say, archaeological, historical sites or some wildlife habitat that we don't want to put fire into. So through the surveys of specialists, we find areas that make more sense to put fire on the ground and some areas that we have to protect.
So I imagine it's kind of a multi-year process to prepare for prescribed fires.
Yeah, it is a plan that usually takes a couple years to put together and then usually takes, somewhere between 3 and 10 years to implement.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking fire in the Stanislaw National Forest, joined this weekend by Beck Johnson, who is a Forest Fire Management Officer, and Jim Janae, who is with the Groveland District Ranger. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.